Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. Watch new episodes of Katie Keene on Thursdays at 8, 7 Central or stream free next day on The CW app.
You will drain it. Yo, 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 they want to know.
Famous. Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, what is it?
I have like maybe 69 tabs open.
Oh, what's one of the tabs?
It's coming from one of them.
Oh, it's probably like, it's probably a video and there are probably captions.
And it is.
And it's like,
and it's saying
Britney
like,
Spears Norman and her Reedus boyfriend went to the mall on Thursday. It's
but I have so many tabs open that I can't, that the little sound megaphone.
I hate
this
music.
Visible?
This is music.
It's the worst music I've ever heard.
Just meant to be music existing, you know?
Which site do you think it is? I've got Entertainment
People.
Tonight.
Oh, no. Entertainment Tonight.
It's not Entertainment
Tonight.
ET
Online.
I can't even. Oh, it's breaking
People?
Down.
Well, I heard a nice little, nah, 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 nah. That's nice.
Hold on, is this? This is awful.
Okay, can you turn it off, though?
I'm trying to find...
Just
I want
to
see
the
which
tab.
One it is.
This is not that... Are you going through each tab? Now I kind of like it now, actually. It's like Stupid Love. I mean, which I've never heard. Now I'm,
this
like,
is...
grooving to it.
No. It's really crazy that I can't...
I'm annoyed now. You have to either close it or... You have to close it or find the tab.
It's really crazy that I can't. I don't know. I muted the whole system.
Ugh, now we'll never know.
But I can't. Okay.
I learned two things this morning that I thought I knew everything there is to know about celebrity ephemera and stuff. But I learned two things.
You didn't?
I learned two things today. And I feel grateful for two things that I didn't know that I now know, because it's so rare that we come upon something like this. Here's the two things. Ready?
Tell me the two things.
Norman Reedus and Helena Christensen have a son who walked in a fashion show this week, and his name is Mingus Reedus. Okay?
Okay.
And the other fun fact I learned via a Daily Mail article whose headline reads, Kimberly Stewart packs on the PDA with beau Jesse Shapira during day at Farmer's Market in Beverly Hills with daughter Delilah. That's not news. What's news is Kimberly Stewart, like of the era where she was party, like famous of the era where she used to party with like Lindsay Lohan,
etc. Paris Hilton's friend, yeah.
She has a daughter whose father is Benicio del Toro. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's...
No one told me that.
Isn't that kind of just, not crazy, but just like, didn't know that.
It's just cool. She's just cool. She dated like a cool Hollywood person. I don't know.
Is
and we didn't
cool?
know about it. And then
is
they had
he
a baby.
Cool, but okay. Yeah, sure.
Oscar winner.
Sure. Well, now she dates a guy named Jesse Shapira. But I guess the point is, it's just that Daily Mail really surprised me with that fun fact. Just a fact.
Surprising. A surprising fact.
Anyways, that was the only, that's the contribution that I had to just things I didn't know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like that.
Did
fact.
You know either
I don't
of those?
Know. I didn't know either of those facts.
Great.
No, I think I successfully closed down that.
What was it?
Song.
What was it?
I don't know.
You really fucked this up because
just,
now you built it up to be like, what page is it? But now
well,
you
I
can't even
I,
tell me
I
what
thought
page
I'd
it
have
is.
The big. That's why I did it, because I thought I'd have a big reveal. I left it on longer than I wanted to because I wanted to have a big reveal, but I couldn't find it. So I guess we're gonna have to talk about another reveal that may not actually be a big reveal because it might not even be true. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are allegedly pregnant, but the only source that verified the information was just Jared, and no one else could.
This is it's weird and sus, and they didn't even confirm it. They didn't say like, "Oh, you're correct."
Mm-mm. So I saw this on, I think, People or Page or Us. No, it was Us Weekly because it was in their newsletter. And I opened it. And at the bottom of the Us Weekly story, it said, just Jared was the first to report the news. And I sent Lindsay that screenshot. And she was like, wait, I saw this, but I just saw it organically on just Jared.
I know,
Jared
that's embarrassing.
As an
that's
exclusive.
Embarrassing. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
But everyone has to cite just Jared on their reporting.
I saw it on
their and
Twitter.
Then follow that up with, wait, it's still playing somewhere.
Where is it? Wait, where is it? Where is it?
None of them have
You're
the
killing
little...
me. Where is it? It's like a horror movie. This is a horror movie.
I can't find
no,
it.
No, you have to find it. This is ridiculous. This is like...
They don't have the little... No, look at this. They literally
don't
none of them have...
Don't send me anything. Find the song.
Yeah, I'm closing all these. I have some sad tabs.
Diane Warren's
going to
win
those.
Best original song with this thing next year.
Is it? Oh, you know what it might be?
What?
No, it's not that.
What is it? Oh, my God. No.
Hold on. Is it this story about Cardi B? Is it? I really don't
know.
How
do you still have stories open? Just go through all this. Just close.
Because I don't want to close all my stories because I have all them open.
Okay. Where'd it go?
Okay, let's just see. Okay. Orlando Bloom, Miss Salsa. No. Rita Ora, no. Rita Ora, no. Rita Ora, no. Brielle Bierman, Lips. Today.
This is a sneak peek Feedly. Of all the stories we're going to talk about.
This is. Meghan Markle. No. It's this. No, it's this. Wait. Okay, it must be in another app.
Oh, my God. What if this was Stupid Love? This was our way of playing Stupid Love on the podcast without getting in trouble. It's not. This is not what Stupid Love sounds like. Not that I've heard it. I wouldn't know.
I don't know what Stupid Love is.
Okay, I'm sick of this bit.
Wait, it's literally, I have nothing else open. I have no programs open.
This is like worse than when your computer just straight up
didn't
work.
It started playing on like E. It was from Messages.
What was it?
You know what it was?
What was it?
Oh,
that's what it was. Was it a video within a Daily
it
Mail?
It was the video within a Daily Mail. It was a video from Helena Christensen's son's Mingus Reezy,
no!
20, makes London Fashion Week debut.
No.
There it is.
No.
And it was just repeating that inside the iMessage.
No.
God, that's going to be so boring for our listeners. I'm so sorry.
No.
I thought it was a tab, and now I closed all my tabs, and I had them all organized.
But technically, it was a tab, because it I had that tab open.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Wow, that
so,
was exhausting and a
I'm
true,
so sorry.
A true journey.
I'm so sorry. Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, do we think they're actually pregnant?
Yes, but
probably.
I don't know how yeah. Just Jared got the exclusive because that just seems
it's like
weird.
They got it first and they were like, fuck. It's sort of like when, like if you accidentally release a song about love being stupid and you're like, fuck, I didn't mean to do
right.
that. And then you don't tell anyone else that it even exists.
Right, you deny.
But then at some
you
point,
deny that,
a song
that
about love,
the song Love is Stupid existed at any point.
And then at some point, you'll release a song about love being stupid and you'll pretend like no one ever heard it to begin with.
Right, even though everyone's heard it and streamed it like millions of times by now.
I saw one of our friends post a video at some sort of club and there was a drag show and the drag queen was lip syncing to Stupid Love.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is true. I mean,
it's
out. The
control.
Song is out.
It's gotten
at
this out
of
point.
Control. Hey, break out. Look at me. Get down. Look at me. Break out. Look at me now. Cause all I ever wanted was love. Ooh. All I ever wanted was love.
Okay, what else is happening? Orlando Bloom got a tattoo with a misspelling in it. Well, we love a tattoo with a misspelling in it, kind of like the Ariana Grande one, which we did talk about, although she's them and Orlando Bloom is in the Who territory. We've talked about this before, that he's in the Who territory.
Yeah. He's in the Who territory, but he's...
Yeah, it is funny
he's
to
got
me.
Like he's got like a foot in them, but he's mostly
well, the
day
foot
to day.
That's in them is the foot that's in Katy Perry's,
shoe.
Katy Perry's non offensive shoe. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you about?
What?
Because I just started this thing. I'm really into it. apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yes.
You guys know what I'm talking about? You drink this every day. It's supposed to be
is
really
anyone,
good
is
for
anyone
you?
Familiar with Bragg's apple cider vinegar and the health benefits to Bragg's apple? Yes.
So he got his son's name tattooed in Morse
his
code?
Name, his date of birth, and his time of birth. The problem with these is that this is funny to me because the people who get tattoos with misspellings most likely get them in other languages, right? This is like technically yes in another language, but it's Morse code. So like it is easily fixable because the people who like spotted this were like, you just add another dot. It says Frin, not Flynn, because it's missing a dot.
Oh no.
But it's just a dot.
But this is also the sort of thing that you should double check, triple check, quadruple check. You should check this over and over and over again to make sure it doesn't have anything wrong with it.
At least it's an add on a dot, that. Not a remove a dot. The Morse code for R is dot dash dot, and the Morse code for L is dot dash dot dot. Morse code. Why would you get Morse code? That's a lot.
I think it's sort of like, it's like, dude, it's like those tribal tattoos, you know?
But it's meaningful.
It's like that, but it's meaningful. Like, he's like, I want a line. Remember when I wanted a line, but then I was like, I'm not going to get a line?
You wanted a line?
I want that line to go around my, like, non-existent bicep. And then I was like, this is stupid. And then I ended up getting a better tattoo. I was like, this is dumb. I just wanted a line. But he, like, wanted a line, and then he was like, well, I may as well do something nice, and then I'll get headlines if I can make it about my son.
Just
or
at least
make
right,
me seem like a cool
Flynn.
Guy if I make it about my son. That's basic. And Orlando Bloom is like, I'm not basic.
What's
like,
Flynn's
I'm actually very cool.
Name? It's his kid with, it's his kid with, what's her?
Miranda Kerr.
Yeah, Flynn. I think his name is Flynn. Flynn.
It's Flynn Crystal Piano.
It's Flynn Bloom Kerr. That's a really dissonant name. Flynn Bloom Kerr.
It's hard to say.
Flynn Bloom Kerr.
Hear that?
Hey, what?
She isn't dancing. She's tapping out a message.
My brandy wore off.
You know she's a spy. She's tapping out a message to someone.
You have stolen her heart. You have stolen her heart. Now don't go away.
Speaking of things I don't like.
Uh-oh.
Brielle Bierman couldn't be happier after reinjecting her lip fillers. This is funny. This made me like screech to a halt.
I know. You really loved this.
I, you know, lost my mind and sent Lindsay hysterical texts about this because we talked about how she had her lip fillers dissolved.
Yeah, she cut her lips deflated.
Last
they
month.
Were her lips were too big and she had them deflated.
And she was like, I hate these.
Because also,
natural's the way to go.
Kylie Jenner apparently they also dissolved. Had her lips deflated. This was like, that was like kind of a thing. But then she had them reinflate. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They all tell me that I've like ruined my face. Like they think I've had all this work done to my face. And when in reality, all I've done is my lips. And I feel like I've been very open about it. So it
is just not, it's just
annoying.
Everything.
Well,
you know, it's everything.
I think you look good and
everything.
You've had your lips done. I think they look great.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think you need to do any more anytime soon. As you know, it's
just got a touch up last night.
Well,
and also Brielle Bierman, who is this? This is the daughter of Kim Zolciak Bierman. She is Real Housewives adjacent, but is currently just like a young person, like Gen Z influencer.
But Zolciak, Kim Zolciak Bierman is
Kim Zolciak Bierman.
She is a housewife.
Is a housewife of Atlanta.
And don't be tardy. She's don't be tardy for the party.
And just her show, Don't Be Tardy,
don't
wasn't her
be
show?
Tardy
wasn't her show
for
called
the
Don't Be Tardy?
Party. That actually, Don't Be Tardy for the Party sounds like the song that you played through, that was playing through your speakers. The like music for that sounds like that song.
Well, it has the same producer.
Don't Be Tardy for the Party, yeah.
Brielle was like, okay, so I got my lips dissolved, the fillers dissolved, but then they were uneven, so she had to go back.
Sure they were.
Back to her doctor, and she says, all the filler I had before made my lips uneven. So I had doctor, I don't even know who is this person, Dr. Thudone, re-inject my lips just a tad, and I couldn't be happier. Still nowhere near how they were before. Less is more. So I did a little side-by-side here. They look pretty close.
I don't know. There's something I thought they looked pretty close to. Smaller. But they're the old ones, there's filler in places where the lip would not be a lip.
There is like, no lip. Yeah.
You know, around your mouth.
They're where the
your
skin lips, under the lip.
Yeah, the skin around your lips is not lip. It's skin. So filling it makes it look like crazy in a weird way.
There was filler where she was putting lipstick like Kylie Lip Kit. Like Kylie's whole thing was like, I'm going to cover my mouth in lipstick even though lip isn't there. And that was the whole thing where everyone was like, oh no, it's not fillers, it's makeup. That was to intensify the illusion. Right. It looks like her filler extended beyond the confines of her lips so that her lips would look bigger when she put lip liner
on. The lip
them.
Illusion. Like,
yes. But now it's a perfect lip illusion. And the filler is just inside the lip confines.
A perfect lip illusion is Lady Gaga's second single off the...
It wasn't...
It's on the B-side of the Stupid Love.
Which, again, we've never heard.
And don't know about... Don't even know what it sounds like. Never heard of it.
Take them, let me go. Freak out. Look at me. Get down. Look at me.
I want Lady Gaga to release a song based on the photo you sent me this morning of Lady Gaga at a suburban grocery store in the cheese aisle, just staring at the cheese.
Somebody saw Lady Gaga in this. She's in like Monterey and they, or whatever, with her new boyfriend. And they took, there's pictures of her in this like just normie supermarket. And I guess her security told the person, like, don't tell anyone she's here. The woman has no eyebrows, pink hair, and she's wearing like a white wedding gown or whatever. And she's looking at
the, and she has a, she's looking clearly at the has a bodyguard
right.
with her.
It's like, don't.
Because her boyfriend is there, but also a bodyguard who is dressed like a bodyguard, standing like a bodyguard, looks like a bodyguard, like, has
the don't tell anyone.
Disposition.
Don't tell anyone this little freak-a-leak is Lady Gaga. Who else would it be? It's Monterey.
It wasn't love. It wasn't love. It was a perfect illusion.
Okay, this I really like. Right?
Do you?
Are we doing Amanda Bynes? No, I don't like this. I was looking at Blac Chyna and her mom.
Right. So I think we should skip over the slightly dark Amanda Bynes is maybe engaged news. Let's like not really with that. Let's not engage with that engagement.
We should, however, engage with Blac Chyna's mother, so Tokyo Toni, who you might remember from Blac Chyna's reality show on that channel whose name I always forget.
Cut the Camera Deadass came from a scene in which she fights with her mom, Tokyo Toni, and is like,
yes.
Cut the cameras, deadass, you know?
Cut the cameras. Deadass.
So Tokyo Toni got engaged recently, and then she married this man while she was in Dubai. What's his name? Is his name anywhere on this story?
Yeah.
His name is nowhere to be found on this story.
There's a YouTube video in which... Hold on, I gotta there's a YouTube video that says three more days
my life begins.
But it's only 19 seconds long and it's a video of
I think an iPad. I think it's an iPhone video of an iPad.
It looks like a photo that they take of you when you're at the airport coming back into the country of him and then like a photo of her. Oh, she...
Marcellus Hunter.
Okay, she remarried her ex-husband. It gets better. She remarried her ex-husband, Marcellus Hunter.
ASAP! After this shit.
It's been over 3 years since I had a man. I get to weave all through them because these men are all up in my house and I get to choose. They look dirty and broke.
I mean, I'm old.
May the best man win.
I love to fuck. So what are you gonna do with me?
I wanna see some balls shaking and some dicks wiggling.
Okay, so it's like they rekindled their romance. Okay, that's cute.
Toni and Marcellus initially married in 2012 before getting divorced 5 years later. Oh, their split made headlines, particularly because Marcellus got a restraining order against Toni after she allegedly threatened to crack his head open. Toni is a loose cannon. Toni and Blac Chyna are always fighting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think Toni better than Blac Chyna because she's truly like a drama magnet, essentially. But the point is that Toni and her ex, Marcellus, got married and Blac Chyna watched over FaceTime. Is that what this is?
Love you, Marcellus. Love you, Mom.
I ain't get my nails done.
Well, she watched over Instagram live, and she did the thing where you can split screen. Oh my God. On Blac Chyna's Instagram feed, the bottom half was her mom getting remarried to Marcellus, and the top half was Blac Chyna and two of her friends just watching. Oh, no. And being like, silently being like, oh, just smiling at it.
Yeah.
And you can't really hear what's happening in the Tokyo Tony side of it because it's like, it's just a terrible, it's terrible quality.
Yeah.
And God knows what sort of bunker they're in. Like, I can't tell where they are, but they are allegedly in Dubai, like on vacation, getting married again on Instagram Live.
That's like too much. That's just too much. I mean, this is the kind of news that I see in my favorite website, the Jasmine brand.
You know you're in for a treat whenever the video that you're watching is absolutely plastered with watermarks from the website where you're watching it. You're like, yes. I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
This is the correct place.
Yes.
I was trying to find the photo, but I couldn't see it. Have you seen the cut the camera's dead ass meme? That's they, you know, the joke where you put the meme through Facetune, uh-huh, and you make them smile.
Uh-huh.
So it's Blac Chyna and it's her, but it's like with a fake Facetune smile in the same pose. And the caption is like, leave the cameras on.
That's stupid.
It's not leave the cameras on, but it's something like that. I mean, conceptually, you can understand what this is.
Honestly, I feel like cut the camera's dead ass really reignited my caring about Blac Chyna, someone who I was like, okay, enough already, you know, it's getting boring. But then cut the cameras, that ass made me care about her again.
Cut the cameras, dead ass.
No, there's a thesis to be written about like the power of memes as some sort of like reigniting your relevance.
Yeah, it's like regenerates the like care that you have about something that you truly cannot care about before. Okay,
like an argument I'm about to make that has no. Cannot be substantiated at all. It's like, I'm sure you could argue that maybe had cut the camera's dead ass not happened, Blac Chyna wouldn't have been at the Oscars.
Okay, that's definitely not the case. Blac Chyna would have found her way into the Oscars, cut the camera dead ass or not.
Cut the camera's dead ass them.
Roll the cameras, please.
In the meme-iverse, is cut the camera's dead ass a them?
It kind of is, yeah.
It is, right?
It kind of is.
Everyone knows.
It kind of
once,
is.
Because now one of the, then the iconic other forms of that is the Greta Thunberg photo that also says cut the camera's dead ass. Have you seen that one?
No. Don't send it to me.
No, I'm sending you cut the camera's dead ass. And it's just a photo of, it's a photo of her in front of like a coal plant. And I think it's fake, but then it has the Snapchat font underneath it. And it just says cut the camera's dead ass.
Oh, I love the Snapchat font. You've never seen this one? I love the Snapchat font. Wait, are you sending it to me?
The cat is being crazy. Yes. I just sent it to you.
Oh, no. That's... No.
Oh, wait.
It's because her...
Oh, and the joke?
It's because her face and the joke, is so good.
Here's the correct one. So I forgot that the line that they use
okay,
is...
Okay, bring the cameras back.
Okay, bring the cameras back.
So they found a picture of... So this came from... Cut the camera's dead ass got applied to Greta, and then they took a smiling picture of her and did okay, bring the cameras back, and then okay, the cameras back got reapplied to Blac Chyna.
No, they didn't take a smiling picture of her. It's a Facetune picture of her.
No,
it's a
but
fake
this
smile.
Is a real smile of Greta Thunberg.
No, it's not a real smile of Greta Thunberg. It's a fake smile of Greta Thunberg. Look how the teeth make no sense upon close speculation. The teeth are definitely like AI teeth.
Wait, but it looks so real.
Yeah, I know. Facetune is pretty good.
I thought this was a real smile because she's young, so she could have like kind of weird teeth.
No, you're getting fooled by AI, by a deep fake. It's a deep fake.
Okay, I hate this. I hate this. Please cut this topic dead ass.
Cut the cameras. Dead ass.
Okay, bring the cameras back.
Next, speaking of marriages and not real ones, this is hilarious. I love when somebody gets married to a mystery man. That's my number one interest, is like mystery men. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. Maya gets married. No one knows who this guy is that she's marrying. It's a mystery man. This happened with the kind of dark Amanda Bynes engagement. Nobody knew who he was, but then they found out. But Maya, this was only reported by like, I think it popped up on TMZ, but also Bossip kind of reported it out.
When we put this up on the website, I had to click
And by the way, Maya's wedding didn't just happen. Apparently it happened back in December.
Yeah.
Based
she
on
got us.
these photos that we did get. Yes.
And then she was a part of the whole reality show at one point with Little Kim, like trying to find love on the boat and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just didn't know she was really dating anybody. And obviously
we haven't
seen if she's dating anybody. No, not at all. But yes, she was married back in December in Seychelles on the beach. And we have photos of her. And she looks amazing in the wedding dress.
Maya posted an Instagram that was like, she's wearing a wedding dress. And she included a wedding day link in her bio, which led to her new video for The Truth. So basically, she didn't get married. She kept saying, I got married to myself, because self-love is the first love that brings the best love, which I don't disagree with. But everybody was Maya got married to like a mystery man. But then it just turned out it was just promo for a music video.
You were always here, and I'm just now noticing. But baby, just listen.
You've been here before I could notice, way before I knew love.
I don't know that a mystery man has ever ended up being the original person, especially when that person is a woman. Like, it's rare for the mystery man to make headlines whenever there are no actual photos of like the mystery man from behind.
Right. It's almost like
this was just Maya in a dress.
When the Time person of the year was you, and we were like us, and they were like you, and we were like what?
They were like, yeah, do you get it?
And I was like, no, I don't want to be.
And they were like, can't you see? We use that terrible, like horrible paper mirror, material that doesn't really work as like a reflective agent.
And I was like, no, take it back.
And then it's like, oh, should I put this on my resume? It'd be a funny joke. And then you realize, no, you should never do that. Never do that as a joke.
Right. Yeah.
Times Person of the Year 2006.
I feel bad I didn't actually watch the Maya music video that is the...
I did.
You did.
Yeah, what I did watch it this morning.
What is it?
It's fine. The song was fine.
Yeah.
It's her on the beach, and it's her singing a Maya song. She looks great. The song is completely fine. It is unmemorable.
I just love that this is on Bossip, under weddings. The headline is Happy Wife, Happy Life. Was Maya's mystery matrimony dumb a music marketing move?
Of course it was. The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
I am more than confident you won't ever have to search these streets for affection. I got you. What kind of girl you like? I know my looks can be deceiving. Tell me, am I your type? My main goal is to please you.
Oh my God, a lot of marriage talk this
week. Sorry, is there more?
Idris Elba and Sabrina Dowry.
Oh, this is even weirder. No, this is not even marriage.
I cannot believe that Idris and Sabrina
are launching a lifestyle brand called Sable Labs, but it's about like relationship health. And they have a podcast called Coupledom. The pair will explain the ethos behind their new brand and answer in-depth questions about their relationship. I don't want any information about Idris Elba's relationship.
I don't either, but I think a lot of people do. Like,
they do?
One of the most like universally accepted sexiest men in like movies. Yeah. I think people are very into it.
Don't we want him single? But we don't want his relationship information.
I think if it becomes like a sexy podcast, I think people will care.
A sexy.
But also the thing about podcasts, the moment celebrities start a podcast, I'm like, you know what? Even if this is a good idea,
how dare you?
I start the stopwatch. I'm like, we'll see how long you actually want to do this, because guess what? Yeah. I think celebrities think that it is zero work.
Guess what, sweeties?
Good luck doing this every week.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck doing this every week.
Try twice.
It's gonna be tough. Try three times. Try three times. Support us at patreon.com/weekly. Try three times. Okay, Idris, try once.
Okay, sweetie, I'd like to see you try. Okay, but I feel like
this could, it could be a good idea, but I think people underestimate the amount of work it's going to require of them.
Speaking of celebrities with podcasts that we follow, what's up with, what do you think's going on with Scott Eastwood's podcast? Have you checked in on it recently?
Oh, I was, because you know how I was thinking about him recently, because I was looking through my Pocket Casts, But you know how you can sort it by, you can sort it by your own pick, like pick your podcast, put them in the order you want, or you can just sort them as most recent episodes first.
Yeah.
So I was looking for something else. I was like, oh, when's the last time X podcast released an episode? And I had to go all the way to the bottom. And I noticed that Scott was way, 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 way down at the bottom, along with Magic Lessons with Elizabeth Gilbert on my list.
I just went because to the homepage of Live Life Better with Scott Eastwood.
It's been almost a year.
It's been almost a it will be a year on the 26th of March. We should put that on the calendar. When it is a year anniversary of Scott Eastwood having podcasted. His last episode
having
was
Nina Dobrev on his podcast.
Dobrev.
Let me read you the description that I 100% believe Scott wrote himself.
Yeah.
Nina is an actress and all-around awesome woman living her best life, known for Vampire Diaries, Fam, and dozens of other great roles. How many times do you think Scott Eastwood has called someone an all-around awesome woman?
Oh, totally. That's like what he calls every woman he meets. He's like, you seem like an all-around awesome woman.
I think he's done with this.
Yeah, I think this is over.
So what are they saying about Idris and Sabrina's thing?
Oh, I don't. Who are they?
Oh, my God. Do you know what Sable is?
No. Fish?
Sable Labs.
Sounds like a fish.
Sable is Elba backwards.
Oh, okay, Elbas. Harpo. Okay, nice try. Oprah did it. Nice try.
Although they did do the thing that you need to do to have a successful podcast. They took a photo shoot. I always joke with Lindsay. I'm like, do you think we would have our podcast would be more successful if we took photos of every episode of just like the two of us?
No, it would be like,
in front of a wall.
It'd be actually like less successful. It would go down in listeners.
Every podcast, I feel like every podcast has like the host like in front of a wall being like, whoop. And then the next week they're like, whoop.
Stop. Blip. Don't make fun of podcast groups that we may employ to try and get listeners.
I'm just saying they obviously are onto something. We don't do that.
Yeah.
If we hired a photographer and just like a whoop photo every week.
We're not going to do a whoop like photo every week. We can barely be in the same room and do this podcast, let alone do a whoop.
We could take a screenshot of an Instagram live half and half of the two of us.
I think what those are for is when you have guests on your podcast, which we have not had. And like Scott Eastwood, it's been a long time since we've done that.
We don't do guests.
Well, we do sometimes, but it really is a lot of work. And I'm not sure the payoff really is worth it.
We're trying to get like the ultimate guest, and I think once we get the ultimate guest, we'll be done. But we've sort of been kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
Although the ultimate guest, it could happen if we actually wanted to. But it's almost too overwhelming to keep at it.
Kick that can, deadass. Yeah, no, really, it is.
Kick the can, deadass.
The couple aim to make Sable Labs a global community. Oh, this is asking so that celebrates partnerships of all kinds: romantic couples, business partners, creative duos like me and Bobby, longstanding friends, family ties, and much more. See, the problem here is not even the podcast; it's claiming that you're launching a content thing and having no fucking idea how to do that. I mean, this is. Everybody wants a fucking goop. It's an only Gwyneth Paltrow can do a fucking goop. Seriously. Because she doesn't even act anymore.
It's also just. Right? Global community. And it's going to end up being like, maybe. I just love that global community always ends up just
a message board?
Like,
a Facebook group?
No, not even a message board. A Facebook group or an Instagram account. You know?
Just an Instagram account with comments.
It.
Right.
That's it. That could be enough.
Right. Just, you know? If you're going to launch a podcast, just launch one. Don't give me this whole fucking global community.
Song and dance, yeah. Like this rigmarole.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
You want to make a podcast and see if you can make money off it. And if you can't, you're going to stop doing it. And if you can, you're going to do it for until you get bored with it.
Right. And Idris, we forget.
Global community.
DJ Idris Elba, he has got a lot of pans on the fire. This guy likes a project, you know? He's no Scott Eastwood. He'll keep it going. But I wonder who, they're probably partnering with some production company or whatever, because there's no way that he's doing this by himself. Yeah.
We know how this works. This started because Idris and or Sabrina got a call from someone they respect and said, have you considered doing a podcast? And they were like, I don't know what it would be about. And they were like, what if I do all the work, would you like do the rest of it? And they were like, sure, it can't hurt.
Do we
that's what happened.
Resent what celebrities happened. With popular podcasts? Yes.
Of course.
In case you can't sense that.
Do we love our journey though? Of course. I love our journey. And I love our community. It's not a global community.
Oh,
it's barely even a regional
shut
community.
Up. It's so
but it's a community.
Our community is so global. Do you know how many Australians we have in our community? Tens of Australians.
Irish, tens.
British people, tens, whatever. I'm just saying. We have a global community, okay? Let's move
and
on.
We've got maybe 9 in Phoenix. So we're doing pretty well.
Thank you, Phoenix.
I love my Helix mattress. I love my Helix pillow. What else is there to say about Helix? I freaking love it. When I sleep on other beds,
what is there
I
else
get
to
mad.
Say is that I come back to my bed and I'm like, this is the bed. This is the bed. And it's honestly spoiled me for other beds. And I don't like traveling sometimes because I'm like, this is not my bed. Where's my bed?
I want I've my
made
bed.
It, I've made it. It's my special bed. It's my special mattress because it is a mattress that is made for my body.
Mm-hmm. I took the Helix quiz. It told me which Helix mattress to get, and that's the one I got, and that's the one that I love, and that's yes. the one that I will not stop mm-hmm. using because it's the best mattress I've ever slept on. Mm-hmm. The mattress is so good that when we got it, my cat Winston became obsessed with it, and now he's on it all the time, and I'm
no
like,
way.
You have to move because
no
I
way.
Need to sleep on the bed. It's my bed. It's not your bed.
Wow.
He's obsessed with it. It's
wow.
irritating, actually.
Wow.
He likes
okay.
the Helix
rude.
So much.
It's so rude.
Everybody is unique, and I mean everybody, two words, because everyone sleeps differently. Their bodies are different, and that's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I'm a side sleeper / stomach sleeper. Some people are back sleepers. Some people are exclusively side sleepers. There's a Helix mattress for all of you. Not only is the Helix the best mattress I've ever slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Their mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door. You just open it up and it like kind of like blows back up after it comes out of the plastic and you put it on your bed and it's amazing. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/who. That's helixsleep.com/who. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh,
dishwasher.
I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without
dishwasher.
A dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want. And Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Okay. We got to move on. It's
What's
more,
next?
Oh, it's more relationship. I mean, this is another like unconfirmed relationship. Do you care about this? I do kind of care about who FKA Twigs chooses to date because I feel like her track record is like the most incredible creative project, you know, that anyone's ever embarked on.
Yeah.
I mean, she's dated.
It's sort of like I care about her the way I do. I earnestly care about Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, her ex. Like, I think these
yeah.
are very cool people.
I know.
Who are so creatively free and known for that, that it's sort of like, you could date whoever you want. Who will it
be? But also,
be?
Like, whoever they date you next, I'm like, oh, I have to pay attention to that person because that person clearly is, now that they're wrapped in your community, I'm like, oh, interesting. Like, who is this person? So I knew who this FKA Twigs is dating somebody who's more famous than she is, who is the lead guy of the 1975 Matt Healy, who's like kind of a heartthrob at this point. So he's kind of the alt Harry Styles in the way that I describe him, almost in terms of his fandom, but also kind of the music too. Do you like the 1975? I love them.
I feel like I would like them. I've never really given them an honest chance.
Them.
So I have to step back from this one. I can't give an opinion of him.
So she dated Robert Pattinson. She dated Shia LaBeouf. Remember, we thought they were back together. They certainly were not back together.
Yeah, they weren't.
I think
they were not
together with his ex-wife, Mia Goth.
Oh, Mia Goth?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's kind of a, not a, it's kind of a.
Me,
yeah.
based on nothing. That
makes
sense.
My.
Yeah. Like, whatever. That makes sense.
These two were spotted together at Drag Race. They were spotted together at DragCon UK. And and people think they're dating, but TBD. It seems like they are. It seems like a good match. In an semi-related interview with Allure, Robert Pattinson, who is a them, told Allure that people think he smells like crayons, which is way funnier than this news of these two dating. But it is related, so I get to mention it. People,
the photo of of them at DragCon is really funny. Like, because even though FKA Twigs is in like a kind of an insane coat,
yeah,
they sort of look like two normies.
Yeah,
which is funny for the two of them.
I feel like we've talked about Matt Healy before. No.
Did he date someone else recently?
No.
We would only have talked about him had he dated someone else, because there's no reason for us to be talking about the 1975.
Why? I feel like he's a big fan. They don't do anything. Fave though.
They don't do anything.
But he's kind of a thing.
We would have talked. Yeah, but he. Who does he date? I don't think we've ever actually focused an episode on Matt Healy.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have a ton of information about him at the ready, but I do like his band. They're British.
I should listen to them. Can you name any of the people he's dated in the past?
No, because he dated this one girl for a long time.
Gabriella Brooks.
Yeah. Guess who she's dating? Liam Hemsworth.
Right.
Currently.
Okay.
Currently.
The two people on here that say rumor on who's dated who, my favorite website, my third favorite website.
Uh-huh. Mine's famousbirthdays.com, by the way.
Ali Lohan, rumor.
No.
Ashley Frangipane.
Halsey.
Rumor. Halsey. I love that Ashley's last name is like an almond custard. I never really realized that until recently, and now I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. What is the custard?
It's like an almond. It's like almond paste.
But what is it? Is it called Frangipane?
Frangipane. Yeah. It's like when you watch Bake Off, it's like, oh, I gotta make a Frangipane.
Is that a real last name? How is that a real last name?
It's a real last name is Frangipane. You put it in the episode title last week.
I did. But for some reason, I disassociate Frangipane the sweet with Ashley Frangipane the person.
So what is a Frangipane tart? It's actually just the filling. The filling that is inside this tart underneath all of this beautiful fruit is the Frangipane filling. So you could like top it with apples or berries or anything else and it would still be a Frangipane tart as long as you're using the Frangipane filling. Say Frangipane, Frangipane, Frangipane.
But you can put it, it's like a, you can use it as a filling and like put it in stuff.
Yummy.
But it's like a sweet, you can like put it in stuff. I mean, I've never made it, but I'm basing this on Great British Bake Off and like me Googling Frangipane a few times. But it's like a creamy almondy cream. Oh my God. Last night or yesterday afternoon, I went to that baby shower. Oh my God. And the desserts, they just bought a humongous, humongous, humongous tray of Italian cookies.
Yummy. That's very New York. That's like a New York thing.
And we had, there was the pistachio ones. There were the almond ones. Oh my God. There were the like ones with the jelly on the inside. Then it's dipped in that weird chocolate that doesn't taste like chocolate anywhere else. It's the most specific chocolate flavor that is found nowhere else outside of Italian bakeries.
And New York City Italian bakery cookie is like nothing else.
Because they're the best things, but they're so strange. It's like
a rainbow cookie tastes like what?
They taste both like you're eating, like everything tastes like you're eating chemicals, but they're
delicious.
They're the perfect, everything is the perfect texture, you know, and the perfect kind of crumbliness. Mm. And I think it's like the combination of like, this is how I want a cookie to crumble when it's in my mouth.
Can I go back
this
to
this is a cookie that would be
Matt Healy for
this
a
is
sec.
A cookie that would be great in coffee or tea.
Okay.
And also this tastes like chemicals and I love chemicals.
You could keep doing this for another 20 minutes. So I'm going to stop you just here and go back to in December of 2019, he was interviewed by Attitude Magazine. And he said that he has always been open-minded about sexuality and is attracted to men in an aesthetic sense. And that got him into trouble.
Okay,
remember that? Because everybody was like,
now I remember
what?
It.
You're attracted
but
to men
But we didn't talk about that.
Aesthetically? Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
Aesthete. He came out as an aesthete.
But is that a thing?
I don't know if it's a thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing, but I also don't know how to broach this topic.
Well, he was just saying he thinks men are beautiful, which I think if you're a man and you're straight, you're allowed to like think men are beautiful.
His commentary was was rooted in homophobia. Yeah.
Do you think so?
I think it's internalized homophobia. I think it's sort of like he didn't realize he was saying a bad thing.
Well, he said.
But sometimes it's like, if you talk too much, you end up saying things like, right. I'm not gay, but if like the interviewer just stops talking and you're like uncomfortable and you keep talking and you're like, oh, I have to say something woke. I have to sound
right,
cool.
Like, then
I can see men are sexy, but I don't like fucking them.
Well, that's what he said. He kept talking and he ended up saying, then sexuality gets changed for me because I would and have kissed beautiful men, but I don't want to fuck them. It stops for me when it comes to sex.
Yeah. It's sort of like you leave.
Just don't
Lindsay
say
doesn't,
that.
Lindsay is quiet long enough. I'm talking about rainbow cookies for 6 hours, you know?
If I don't interrupt and steer us away, that one went
like,
on.
Meanwhile, FK Twigs jumped in front of the bullets and was like, Matt, stop.
Matt,
let's
stop.
Let's just fuck
Matt,
the two of
stop.
Us.
Stop. Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm on pinknews.co.uk reading about his decision to kiss a male fan on stage in Dubai in August. And a related story, no, excuse me, the latest post on Pink News is, lesbian daughter has an epic solution to her homophobic stepdad who doesn't let her drive.
Wait, because she's gay?
I don't know. I'm not going to. After her homophobic stepdad wouldn't let his lesbian daughter driver her car.
Wait.
Already has a headline and miss a typo in
wait,
the
wait, he doesn't deck. Let his lesbian daughter drive the car because she's gay?
Just the way everything is written these days. After her homophobic stepdad wouldn't let his lesbian daughter driver her car, she did what anybody would and hotwired it and snuck into her girlfriend's family. And the internet had no legal choice but to stan her.
Wait, no legal choice? Wait, why is it legal?
Because this is internet speak.
We have the right to stan. It's like not.
And then more from Pink News, stars you didn't know were gay or lesbian. And then it's a photo of a screenshot of Matilda with Mara Wilson as like a 10-year-old. And then celebs you didn't know have an LGBT sibling. And then a photo of Chloe Grace Moretz pouting on the red carpet. And it's like, that's the one thing I know about Chloe Grace Moretz is that she has a gay sibling.
Where has she been recently? I feel like there was an era where we talked about her every week. And that era has come to an end.
Well, you know.
Don't you speak. Yeah, what?
No, it's the iconic tweet. God, I bet it's a hooligan who even tweeted it.
What
which
is it?
Was,
I love when
I
you cite a tweet.
I've never been able to stop thinking
what
about.
What is it?
Which was, well, they're like brainworms. They like they burrow into
okay,
your brain.
What's the tweet?
The tweet was, Florence Pugh really went out here and stole Chloe Grace Moretz's whole career.
You're so right. They even have the same shape face.
It's not. I mean, obviously, Florence Pugh, I would say, is
more talented.
More talented. And I don't. Yeah. I mean, I think that's true. But I think that Chloe Grace Moretz is very good when she's good. It's just harder for
but
her to be very good.
Though,
but they're getting
even
the types
though
Florence, of roles.
Right. So even though Florence is more talented, they're still going for the same roles.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Right. There are plenty of untalented actors working in Hollywood.
What is the national animal of England? Am I supposed to know that?
What is the most Markle's headline of the week? Do we have nominations?
Read your nominations.
Okay.
Because I have a winner that's not in that
Number
list.
Number one, what is this website? What is this from? Do you remember?
Oh, that's from a weird website called like Luxury. It's called like beautifulgems.com or something weird.
Okay.
It's like
beautiful from beautifulgems.com or something weird. Will Meghan Markle or Kate Middleton get Princess Diana's prized Cartier tank watches? It's a question.
Will they?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. It's called, the website is Style. It's SCMP, Style China, South China Morning Post.
Okay. Style China Morning Post.
South China Morning
South
Post.
South China Morning Post. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. The second nominee is from Daily Mail, clearly. Meghan Markle surprises Jane Fonda on Laverne Cox in newly released clip. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the last and final nomination is from People, and it's Margot Robbie invites pal Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to dinner in LA.
Okay.
Three decent headlines.
But then I have the winner, Lindsay.
Wait, the winner's not even here?
No, I'm telling you. It's a surprise.
Okay, what's the winner?
It's from Daily Mail.
Oh, okay.
It's Her Royal Flyness. Hostess who is Meghan Markle's double signs up in his official lookalike after, quote, being mistaken for the royal every day, dot, dot, dot. But she never gets to fly private.
What? Who? Meghan or the woman? She's a flight attendant.
She is a JetBlue flight attendant.
Yeah.
And that she's mistaken for Meghan Markle all the time. Uh-huh. So she signed, she's like done photo shoots as a Meghan Markle lookalike, and she quit being a, wait, it says, she just quit her flight attendant job, and it says, Miss Mathis says she now hopes to head into the world of corporate and TV work, but dreams of one day playing the Duchess of Sussex on the big screen. So her number one goal is to A, be a lookalike professionally, and B, star as her in a biopic.
Well, now's the time to do that. Mm-hmm. It's no time like the present.
She looks a lot like her. It's not spitting image. If you were kind of stupid and you saw her, you'd be like, okay, but it's like...
with her mouth shut.
Kim Kardashian's pal Jonathan Cheban has found a new best friend, and Wendy Williams is there seeing dining together in NYC. Quote, so civilized. I'll tell you one thing about this. This is never going to happen again. This is one and done. This is one and done. One and done. You said that this... is a good segue to your game, which I don't know about.
It's a game about Jonathan Cheban.
Okay.
It's called Blocked by the Food God, this game.
Great.
So as you may, you probably don't know, but Who Weekly has been blocked by the Food God for the past like year or 2 years.
2 years.
I'm actually like thankful for it. I don't want to see his disgusting food. I don't want to see like, the makes content. Makes me ill. Gross. But I do gross. Remember occasionally that we have been blocked by the Food God. And I always think about like how that, where that came about. I mean, he blocks a lot of people. We're not special. The point is that, I knew Bobby had not seen his Instagram in a long time because, like, why would he? We've been, you know, we've been blocked, and I'm not, I don't think that you go on his Instagram in your personal time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to read you a list of foods, and I want you to tell me whether they've been on recently on Jonathan Cheban's Instagram.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
So you just say no or you say yes when I read you the foods. Ready?
No or yes. Okay.
A bucket of Nutella poured into the middle of some sort of cake.
Yes. Yes.
A fish sculpted out of mango.
Fish sculpted out of mango. Yes.
Yes. A cake shaped like bowling pins that you crack open by rolling a bowling ball into it.
No.
No. That's correct. A cake.
Oh, I got it right.
A cake. Yes. Yeah. I'll okay. just, I'll say the right one after you. A cake shaped like a baseball that you crack open with a baseball bat.
True. Yes.
Yes. Mac and cheese served in a monster-sized clamshell.
Wait, monster-sized, not monster, mac and cheese, no.
Yes. I mean, no. It's no. The answer is no.
Okay.
A you've gotten them all right so far. A mannequin head with a wig made of cotton candy.
Yes.
Yes. A crab and caviar hot dog.
Ew. Yes.
Yes. A 3-foot long ice cream sandwich.
That seems pretty tame. I'm going to say no.
Yes, it was. He did it. Oh, okay. A scotch egg served in a trophy.
Yes.
No. I made that up. A pulled pork and potato salad donut.
No.
No. A tower of burgers.
Pulled pork and potato salad? That sounds so good.
On a donut.
Yeah. Okay. Like a savory
right,
donut.
I saw that but, online. Okay, go it's on. It's real. A tower of burgers skewered by a sword.
Oh, absolutely yes.
No. But maybe he has. I just didn't see it on his Instagram. Are you searching pulled pork and potato salad donut?
Pulled pork potato salad donut? Yeah.
Okay,
it's called the Southern Belle.
Wait, I'm not done. A cake made out of...
It's called the Southern Belle. Okay, go
a
on.
A cake made out of churros.
Yes.
Yes. A Sunday burrito wrapped in cotton candy.
What do you mean a Sunday
like
burrito?
Like a burrito that's made out of like Sunday inside with candy. It's wrapped in cotton candy.
Oh,
as the burrito.
It's a burrito. It's an ice cream sundae that looks like a burrito, yeah. But then it's
and
wrapped
and you bite into it
candy.
Like a burrito.
Sounds disgusting. Yes.
Yes. A s'more cookie injected with marshmallow with a syringe.
That sounds gross. No.
Yes. Croissant bread pudding.
Yes.
A plate of steamed kale served to him on a private jet.
No.
No. A plate of Pringles served to him on a private jet.
Yes.
Yes. $1,000 gold fondue.
Yes.
Yes. 24 karat gold buffalo wings.
24 karat gold buffalo wings. That sounds like a thing I remember him doing. Like, yes. Yes. Yes.
A $5,000 24 karat gold lobster.
What does that mean? Like, is the lobster coated in gold or, wait, what?
I don't know. It's the last yes. one. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, wow, you got a lot
wait,
right.
Will you send me a picture of this lobster?
Okay, I will, but you got them all right.
Ew.
You got them all right. Or not all of them.
I think I missed like one, right?
Here.
I missed two.
You think you missed two. And gold foil is not good. It doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, I mean it's all look how it's all for the sake of being extravagant.
It's just a lobster roll covered in what looks like tinfoil, but it's gold.
Wait. Isn't he just at Food God?
Yeah.
He blocked my personal account too. What? Fuck this guy. Are you kidding? Are you kidding
Why
me?
Why do you care that he blocked your personal?
Did he block your personal account as well?
I don't know because I'm not I had to log out to look at his bullshit.
Everything's covered in gold foil. That's so gross. And then you poop out the gold. Can you harvest the gold out of the poop? Because like otherwise,
I'm sorry, did you say harvest the gold out of the poop?
No, I feel like if you're gonna eat gold, you should take the poop. You should take the gold out of the poop. No offense.
Who are you offending? I mean, you're offending.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
What is Rita up to, Lindsay?
She had a tonsillectomy? Poor Rita.
Oh, no.
Rita had a tonsillectomy, and the Daily Mail said this. It's so painful. Rita reveals she is in agony after having a tonsillectomy and admits that it's given her time to relax and heal. This is depressing. As she spent the day hand-painting Valentine's Day cards. Not that part, but the fact that...
Oh, those are the photos of her.
Rita had to get a tonsillectomy to take a break from working. Don't you think that's depressing?
Yeah.
Then the next headline.
But she said, it's a blessing to be able to heal in peace and put everything into perspective and visualize the rest of your year and achieve and what's coming.
Okay.
Or what you want to achieve. I'm such a believer in setting intentions into this universe as it does listen. I'm going to do some secret stuff because it seems like Rita's a fan of The Secret.
Well, did you know there's a new secret movie? You can watch The Secret movie starring Katie Holmes. It's starring Katie Holmes and Josh Lucas.
The trailer.
I'm obsessed with it. God. I can't stop watching it.
I can't afford a new roof.
Let me help.
Why are you helping me?
Because I can.
Also, learning new things has always been an obsession of mine. We know. I'm not Monet by any means, but I damn sure like some color. Oh, you are. So I made some affordable quick V-Day cards for the ones I love.
I love that.
Happy Valentine's Day, lovers.
Okay, so the way that the Daily Mail put this is shockingly out of context. So she's just saying she's blessed to have the means to relax if she's sick. I read this from them, which is, of course, I should learn better and not do, is that it's like... the only time that Rita can take a break from her shit is if she has a tonsillectomy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Normie Rita. When Rita in the grass, she's Normie Rita.
Mm.
But then this is great. Okay. Rita put on an eye-popping display in bra-flashing lace top as she goes shopping in Hollywood, .. after revealing she's in agony after having a tonsillectomy. I love it. Other Rita news, she's still... Massinger UK just came to an end. Somebody tweeted at me that Rita has guessed every celeb correctly. I don't know if I haven't been watching it, so I don't know if that's to be true, but that's impressive because the judges famously don't guess anyone correctly. I think they're advised not to, but Rita's a genius.
Thank you, O. Antonio, for getting this right.
Rita's a genius.
For getting us this information.
She's a genius.
I like this article. Rita Ora spills out of the bottom of a tiny black string bikini top. Enjoy your life.
I love that Rita becomes liquid when she just spills out of clothing, you know, like a...
When I saw this photo on the feed, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what people write about this.
Because
it's like, it's more underboob than usual. Which is, I think, why they noticed. Because she loves underboob, and she has for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular underboob is like, I mean, tell me. I'm just going to screen cap the underboob and send to you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's above average underboob, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it says,
That looks like Emirata. That's an Emirata bathing suit. Doesn't fit you properly.
Enjoy your life.
But that's actually
please.
How it fits.
Protect your heart and be proud of you. And then Diplo commented, step on me. And then Sophia Richie commented, yes, body. I hate that so much. Derek Blasberg, Michael Bloomberg supporter, canceled, says, looks like you didn't need the tonsils.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
No, we don't support Derek Blasberg.
Did you see? Yeah, Derek Blasberg posts a selfie with, or what he called a selfie, but was not a selfie, with Michael Bloomberg. And then the article came out that Michael Bloomberg is literally paying people to pose in photos with him. And then somebody said that to him, and he's like, I did it for free, which made it even worse.
I just hate him so much.
Is there anything else that Rita did?
Oh, yeah. So we didn't talk about this because it's particularly sad. You can get better information about this anywhere else, although not the terrible British tabloids. But Rita Ora also, late last night, early this morning, posted on Instagram a tribute to Caroline Flack, who died by suicide over the weekend. It's very tragic. The whole thing, it's not worth getting into. Other people are better at this than we are. But she posted a lot of photos, like a carousel of her and Caroline Flack, because they've known each other for so long. Caroline Flack, for those of you who don't remember, she was the host of Love Island until recently. Then she stepped down for like very complicated, dramatic reasons. And then her friend Laura Whitmore took over. But she died by suicide on Saturday. And Rita wrote, "Caroline, you were a true light to everyone you met. I can still hear you laugh right now. Everyone knew it was your laugh. Oh, here's Flacky. That's really cute. I was blessed to call you a friend. I hope your death is not in vain and a lesson is learnt today. Let's put a stop to public humiliation, shaming, and bullying from the media. Let's stop targeting young people. Let's stand together and use social media more responsibly. Let's think before we type. Please look around you to see which of your friends and family need support. Lots of love to Caroline Flack and her family and friends during this tragic time." Anyway, it's very sad, but that was a very nice tribute that Rita posted. And I think with that, we're done. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. Call us at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we will see you on Friday with another episode of Who's There. Bye.
Bye.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. Watch new episodes of Katie Keene on Thursdays at 8, 7 Central, or stream free next day on The CW app.